Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, members of the committee, thank you so much. My name is not Nick Batista, unlike what you see on the sheet in front of you. I only play him in front of this committee. Mr. Batista actually had to step out, but I am here to speak on behalf of the Island Institute to join the testimony in opposition to LD 487.
Your name is?
Stephanie Welch. Yes, sorry. And I did sign in under my correct name. Yes, sorry about that. Many of you are aware of the Island Institute. We've been working for 40 years with the communities that we're talking about today, coastal and island communities, and those who make their living on the waters, and have done a whole lot of work around the spatial use of the marine space. We have documented community fishing territories through participatory mapping processes. We've interviewed hundreds of fishermen about how they use the ocean to make their living. We've helped over 30 aquaculture businesses get started, and we're very familiar with the complexity of the use of this space and the potential conflict of the use of the space, because we've worked both with those who make their living and people who live and enjoy the water. Maine coastal waters are a wonderful resource, and as has been discussed earlier, it's a resource that belongs to all Mainers, not just those who live in coastal communities. So our concern is around some of what you've heard previously, the equity and fairness of this proposed legislation and a coastal management system that could potentially further divide coastal communities and those who live inland. We also have concerns about the capacity of a lot of small towns and the planning capacity or lack thereof to take on new responsibility around coastal management. You're probably aware that a very small percentage of these rural communities have planners on staff or the capacity to take something like this on. We do have some very specific concerns, policy concerns about the proposal. The mandate for municipalities to cooperate in Section 450B and the mandate for communities to identify boundaries between regional commissions themselves is a concern. It's also not clear to us whether a community can participate in more than one regional commission. For instance, if it's an island or a peninsula community that may have interest in both regions. The required municipal contribution, and it is stated as a requirement, is also challenging. So there are some capacity issues around that. Again, we're opposed to 487. It appears to upend the current coastal management system. It adds burdens to resource-constrained communities. It potentially creates barriers for those who live inland to be able to access the way they make their living. And I will stay to at least note questions for Mr. Batista. Again, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Any questions? Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.